About half of the seafood consumed around the world comes from aquaculture farms, primarily China. But demand for cheap seafood in that country is also on the rise, and the state's Aquaculture and Livestock Support Services manager, Todd Lowe, says that source is rapidly disappearing.
Last year, China became a net importer of seafood. In fact, the Chinese government, one of the largest Chinese distributors, fired all of their sellers, and they're only buyers now in New York. So our era of cheap seafood for us is starting to move into that area.
To counter that trend, Lowe says, Hawaii must ramp up its aquaculture industry and take the steps necessary to raise, harvest, process, and market locally grown fresh and saltwater varieties. Kampachi Farms in Kona is an open-ocean aquaculture operation, but is a mid-scale venture. Senior researcher Gavin Key says the entire operation needs to move 50 to 60 miles offshore and be more than 100 times larger than its current size.
We have a single mooring in 6,000 feet of water, and attached to that is a 35-foot feed barge with all of our automation equipment on it. And the net pen we're using is only 23, 24 feet across, and it has about 2,000 fish in it. To compare the size of our net pen that we're doing right now, it's 132 cubic meters. A commercial size one, at minimum, would be around 10 or 15,000 cubic meters.
Key says high-bandwidth satellite communication technology would be required for such a large-scale venture to remotely feed, monitor, and track submerged pens. A local source of feed would also be needed to cut down on transportation costs.
The fish that people really enjoy eating tend to be carnivores. They're fish that eat other fish. So one of the sticks that people use to hit aquaculture with is that you have to catch wild fish to feed to your farmed fish. Right now, there are still sustainably managed bait fish fisheries, things like Peruvian anchovy, but the issue is that they're not scalable, and this industry needs to scale in order to be profitable, in order to supply the amount of seafood that we're going to need.
Key says the farm has tested three batches of formulated diets for Kampachi that were completely fish meal free. NOAA Regional Aquaculture Coordinator Alan Everson says aquaculture in Hawaii has largely floundered over the last 30 years, primarily because of shortcomings related to resourcing.
Hawaii is surrounded by water. It's close to all the Asian markets. The highest per capita consumption of fish in the United States is in Hawaii. So it makes so much sense to have aquaculture here. I ask myself, what's the problem? And it really boils down to, I think, really the lack of support and funding from the top levels of government down, including the federal government and the state government.
The State Department of Agriculture says federal support for aquaculture could be forthcoming in the near future. UH College of Tropical Agriculture and Human Services Dean Maria Gallo says enrollment in animal science is at an all-time high, and students are interested in the high-tech applications required.
We're building educational programs for certificates in aquaculture. We already have a very thriving program in livestock production and genetics. And so we're training a workforce for the future, as well as improving the protein sources themselves.
Annual demand for seafood in the U.S. is roughly about 15 metric tons each year, which equates to a $50 billion industry. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.